All right, Justin Brayton, thanks for calling me back. I thought early on the whole Wygant clan was coming back out. I really thought that this could be it.
Yeah. Finally got a good start. Ran up front for a while. Just ran second, for quite a few laps. And felt fine, Felt all good. And then, dudes are good, right?
Yeah.
World-class guys. And actually creeped back on Anderson there for a little bit, like three-quarters of the way. And then he kind of pulled back away. So, but yeah, overall, one of my better ones, or for sure my best so far. And I think it just all starts with a good start, you know?
Yeah, getting those laps in early and everything.
For sure, yeah. Yeah, and I did that rhythm lane too. I hadn't done all day, the roll, double over the bigger one, and then triple.
I was just going to ask you about that. So you did that in the main only first?
Yeah, first time I did it all night.
Okay, that's what I thought.
The second lap of the main, yeah.
And how was that?
It was no problem. Yeah, it was easy. Okay. It was just one of the things you had to
time it,
like contact your shock to kind of help you get over the bigger one. Once you got over it, it was pretty easy from there. But they were kind of getting up there all day. They were like, I think it was probably 3 or 4 tenths better, and then it just made the next right hand turn flow so much better when you bring that much speed into it.
Sure. I never saw Kenny do it in the main. I got to ask him about it. Maybe I missed it, but I never saw him do it in the main.
Yeah, he did do it. I was just talking to him about it. He said he did it with kind of like late, like the last three quarters of the main or something, or three quarters of the way through the main. So, he did end up doing it. But I think I don't think his lap times were any faster doing it. So,
What was it like riding the same track, a couple turns different, obviously, but the dirt was wet from the rain. So what was that like?
It was pretty tough because the top was wet and then underneath was hard packed, but like ice. And then, the woofs broke down a lot more.
Yeah.
It was okay. It definitely the couple rhythm lanes that were the same were a little bit strange, but overall it was fine. Just because even with the rain we got, it made the track just that much different, the little bit softer and made the transitions a little bit different. So overall it didn't feel super similar.
So for you, like you said, best Salt Lake for you and just the start, huh? I mean, like you said, these dudes are gnarly. It's the start.
I mean, when I start, like for instance, last race, a few days ago, I started like 14th and I came to 8th and I'm just like, you're battling guys that are really, really good. I was battling with Barsha and Baggett and Wilson that whole race, and that could have been a battle for third, but instead it was a battle for 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th,
Yeah.
And then tonight I'm in the battle up front and it just lets you get that track position early and then lets you take your lines you want. You're not worried about your inside. It's such a different race. That was probably my easiest one as far as breathing wise and all that, just because you're not having to take different lines and just go for it to try and pass the guy.
Yeah. Makes sense.
So just different. Yeah. Just feels so much better to have some clean air.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, hey man, thanks for the time. I appreciate it. Good work. And we'll see you for the last one on Sunday. Thank you, JB.
Awesome. Thanks, dude.
See you.